Welcome to the Daily Orthodox Scriptures and to Day 17 of our journey through the Bible. We are reading through the Bible in 1 year using the Orthodox Study Bible. I'm Father Alexis and today is January 17 and we commemorate today St. Anthony the Great, one of the founders of monasticism. In our last reading from Genesis, Joseph has revealed himself to his brothers and tells them to bring their father Jacob, also called Israel, with all their family down to Egypt and settle in the land of Goshen. Let's begin. Genesis chapters 46 through 48. Now Israel took his journey with all he had and came to the well of Oath, and offered a sacrifice to the God of his father Isaac. Then God spoke to Israel in a vision of the night and said, "Jacob, Jacob." So he said, "Here I am." So God said to him, "I am the God of your fathers. Do not fear to go down to Egypt, for I will make of you a great nation there. I will go down with you to Egypt, and I will also surely bring you up again, and Joseph will put his hand on your eyes." Then Jacob arose from the well of Oath, and the sons of Israel carried their father Jacob, their baggage, and their wives in the carts Pharaoh had sent to carry him. So they took their livestock and their goods which they had acquired in the land of Canaan, and went to Egypt, Jacob and all his seed with him, his sons and his sons' sons, his daughters and his sons' daughters, and all his seed he brought with him to Egypt. Now these were the names of the children of Israel, Jacob and his sons, who went to Egypt. Reuben was Jacob's firstborn. The sons of Reuben were Enoch, Palu, Hezron, and Carmi. The sons of Simeon were Jemuel, Jamin, Ohad, Jachin, Zohar, and Shaul, the son of a Canaanite woman. The sons of Levi were Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. The sons of Judah were Onan, Shelah, Perez, and Zerah, but and Onan died in the land of Canaan. The sons of Perez were Hezron and Hamul. The sons of Issachar were Tola, Puva, Job, and Shimron. The sons of Zebulun were Sered, Elon, and Jalil. These were the sons of Leah, whom she bore to Jacob in Mesopotamia of Syria, and his daughter Dinah. All the souls, his sons and his daughters, were 33. The sons of Gad were Ziphion, Haggai, Shunai, Ezbon, Eri, Arodi, and Arali. The sons of Asher were Jimna, Ushua, Isui, Berea, and Sarah, their sister. And the sons of Berea were Heber and Malkiel. These were the sons of Zilpah, whom Laban gave to Leah his daughter, and these she bore to Jacob, 16 souls. The sons of Rachel, Jacob's wife, were Joseph and Benjamin. Also to Joseph in the land of Egypt were born Manasseh and Ephraim, whom Aseneth, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, bore to him. Sons were also born to Manasseh, Machir, whom his Syrian concubine bore to him, and Machir begot Gilead. Also the sons of Ephraim, Manasseh's brother, were Shuthalah and Tahan. The sons of Benjamin were Bila, Becher, Ashbel, and the sons of Bila were Gera, Naaman, Ehi, Rosh, Mupim, Hupim, and Gera begot Ard. These were the sons of Rachel, who were born to Jacob. All the souls were 18. The son of Dan was Hushim. The sons of Naphtali were Jazil, Guni, Jazer, and Shilem. These were the sons of Bilhah, whom Laban gave to Rachel his daughter, and she bore these to Jacob, 7 souls in all. All the souls who went with Jacob to Egypt, who came from his sons, besides Jacob's sons' wives, were 66 souls in all. The sons of Joseph, born to him in the land of Egypt, were 9. Thus all the souls of Jacob's house who went to Egypt were 75. Now he sent Judah before him to Joseph, that he might meet him in Goshen in the land of Ramses. So Joseph made ready his chariot and went up to Goshen to meet his father Israel. And he presented himself to him and fell on his neck and wept a good while. Then Israel said to Joseph, "Now let me die in peace, since I have seen your face, because you are still alive." Joseph then said to his brothers, "I will go up and tell Pharaoh and say to him, 'My brothers and those of my father's house who were in the land of Canaan have come to me, but the men are shepherds, for they are pastoral men, and they have brought their flocks, their herds, and all they have.' So it shall be when Pharaoh calls you and says, 'What is your occupation?' that you shall say, 'Your servants are pastoral men from our youth, even till now, both we and also our fathers, that you may dwell in the land of Goshen in Arabia, for every shepherd is an abomination to the Egyptians.'" Now Joseph went and told Pharaoh and said, "My father and my brothers, their flocks and their herds and all they possess, have come from the land of Canaan, and indeed they are in the land of Goshen." So he took 5 men from among his brothers and presented them to Pharaoh. Then Pharaoh said to Joseph's brothers, "What is your occupation?" So they said to Pharaoh, "Your servants are shepherds, both we and our fathers." They also said to Pharaoh, "We have come to dwell in the land because your servants have no pasture for their cattle, for the famine is severe in the land of Canaan. Now therefore let your servants dwell in the land of Goshen." Then Pharaoh spoke to Joseph, saying, "Let them dwell in the land of Goshen, and if you know of capable men among them, make them overseers of my cattle." Thus Jacob and his sons came to Egypt, and Pharaoh, king of Egypt, heard about it. So Pharaoh spoke to Joseph, saying, "Your father and your brothers have come to you. The land of Egypt is before you. Have your father and brothers dwell in the best of the land." Then Joseph brought in his father Jacob and set him before Pharaoh, and Jacob blessed Pharaoh. Pharaoh said to Jacob, "How old are you?" Jacob said to Pharaoh, "The days of the years of my sojourn are 130 years. Few and evil have they been, but they have not attained to the days and years of my father's sojourn in life." So Jacob blessed Pharaoh and went out from before him. Thus Joseph settled his father and brothers and gave them a possession in the land of Egypt, in the best of the land, in the land of Ramses, as Pharaoh commanded. Then Joseph provided his father, his brothers, and all his father's household with bread, according to the number of individual persons. Now there was no food in all the land, for the famine was very severe, and both the land of Egypt and the land of Canaan were devastated by the famine. So Joseph gathered up all the money found in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, for the grain they bought and all he doled out to them. And Joseph brought the money into Pharaoh's house. Thus, when the money ran out in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came to Joseph and said, "Give us bread, for why should we die in your presence? For our money has run out." Then Joseph said, "Bring your cattle, and I will give you bread for them, if your money has run out." So they brought their cattle to Joseph. He gave them bread in exchange for their horses, sheep, oxen, and donkeys. Thus he fed them with bread that year in exchange for all their cattle. When that year ended, they came to him the next year and said to him, "We will not hide from my lord that our money has run out, and my lord also has our possessions and cattle. There's nothing left in the sight of my lord but our bodies and our lands. Why should we die, therefore, before your eyes, both we and our land? Buy us and our land for bread, and we and our land will be servants of Pharaoh. Give us seed, that we may live and not die, that the land may not be desolate." So Joseph bought all the land of the Egyptians for Pharaoh. For every man of the Egyptians sold his land to Pharaoh, because the famine was severe upon them. Thus the land became Pharaoh's. Now as for the people, he moved them into the cities, from one end of the borders of Egypt to the other. Only the land of the priests he did not buy, for the priests had rations allotted to them by Pharaoh, and they ate their rations Pharaoh gave them. Therefore they did not sell their land. Then Joseph said to all the Egyptians, "Indeed, I have bought you and your land this day for Pharaoh. Look, Here is seed for you, and you shall sow the land. Then it shall come to pass in the harvest that you shall give one-fifth to Pharaoh. Four-fifths shall be your own, as seed for the field and for your food, for those of your households. So they said, You have saved our lives. Let us find grace in the sight of my Lord, and we will be Pharaoh's servants. Then Joseph made it a law over the land of Egypt to this day that Pharaoh should have one-fifth, except for the land of the priests only, which did not become Pharaoh's. So Israel dwelt in the land of Egypt, in the land of Goshen, and they acquired possessions there, and increased and multiplied exceedingly. Now Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years, so the length of Jacob's life was 147 years. Thus, when the time drew near for Jacob to die, he called his son Joseph and said to him, If I have found grace in your sight, put your hand under my thigh and deal with me in mercy and truth. Do not bury me in Egypt, but let me lie with my fathers. You shall carry me out of Egypt and bury me in their burial place. So he said, I will do as you say. Then he said, Swear to me. And he swore to him. So Israel bowed himself on the top of his staff. Now it came to pass after these things that Joseph was told, Indeed, your father is sick. And he took with him his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim, and went to Jacob. Thus Jacob was told, Look, your son Joseph is coming to you. And Israel strengthened himself and sat up on the bed. Then Jacob said to Joseph, My God appeared to me at Luz in the land of Canaan and blessed me, and said to me, Behold, I will increase and multiply you, and I will make of you a gathering of nations, and give this land to your seed after you as an everlasting possession. Now therefore your two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, who were born to you in the land of Egypt, before I came to you in Egypt, are mine. As Reuben and Simeon, they shall be mine. Your offspring whom you beget after them shall take possession of their inheritances with the tribes of their brothers. But as for me, when I came from Mesopotamia of Syria, Rachel died beside me in the land of Canaan on the way, when there was but a little distance to go to Ephrath, and I buried her there on the way to Ephrath, that is, Bethlehem. Then Israel saw Joseph's sons and said, Who are these with you? So Joseph said to his father, These are my sons God gave me here. Jacob then said, Bring them to me that I may bless them. Now the eyes of Israel were dim by reason of old age, and he could not see. Then Joseph brought them near him, and he kissed and embraced them. Then Israel said to Joseph, I had not thought to see your face, but in fact God has also shown me your seed. So Joseph brought them from beside his knees, and they bowed down with their face to the ground. Then Joseph took them both, Ephraim with his right hand toward Israel's left hand, and Manasseh with his left hand toward Israel's right hand, and brought them near him. Thus Israel stretched out his right hand and laid it on Ephraim's head, who was the younger, and his left hand on Manasseh's head, guiding his hands knowingly, for Manasseh was the firstborn. Then he blessed them and said, God, before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac were well-pleasing, the God who has fed me all my life long to this day, the angel who redeemed me from all evil, bless these lads. Let my name be named upon them, and the name of my fathers Abraham and Isaac, and let them grow into a great multitude in the midst of the earth. Now when Joseph saw his father put his right hand on the head of Ephraim, it displeased him, so he took hold of his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head to Manasseh's head. So Joseph said to his father, Not so, my father, for this one is the firstborn. Put your right hand on his head. But his father refused and said, I know, my son, I know. He also shall become a people, and he also shall be exalted. But truly his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his seed shall become a multitude of nations. So he blessed them that day, saying, By you Israel will be blessed, saying, May God make you as Ephraim and as Manasseh, Thus he set Ephraim before Manasseh. Then Israel said to Joseph, "Behold, I am about to die, but God will be with you and bring you back to the land of your fathers. Moreover, I have given to you one portion above your brothers. I am giving you Shechem, which I took from the hand of the Amorites with my sword and bow." Psalm 19. May the Lord hear you in the day of affliction. May the name of the God of Jacob defend you. May he send you help from his holy place, and may he support you from Zion. May he remember every sacrifice of yours, and may your whole burnt offering be honored. May he give you according to your heart. May he fulfill all your counsel. We will greatly rejoice in your salvation, and in the name of our God we will be magnified. Now I know the Lord has saved his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven. The salvation of his right hand is mighty. Some glory in chariots, some in horses, but in the name of the Lord our God we shall be magnified. Their feet were tied together, so they fell, but we rose up and were restored. O Lord, save your King, and hear us in the day we call upon you. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 28 through 32. And do not be afraid of intimidation when it comes upon you, nor of the attack of the ungodly when it comes at you. For the Lord will be over all your ways, and he will plant your feet firmly, that you may not be shaken. Do not withhold doing good to the needy, when you may give a helping hand. Do not say, when you are able to do good, "Come back tomorrow, and I will give you something." For you do not know what the next day will bring forth. Do not devise evil things against your friend who dwells beside you and trusts in you. Matthew chapter 12, verses 1 through 21. At that time, Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath, and his disciples were hungry and began to pluck heads of grain and to eat. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said to him, "Look, your disciples are doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath." But he said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he was hungry, he and those who were with him? How he entered the house of God and ate the showbread, which was not lawful for him to eat, nor for those who were with him, but only for the priests. Or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath and are blameless? Yet I say to you that in this place there is one greater than the temple. But if you had known what this means, 'I desire mercy and not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned the guiltless. For the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath." Now when he had departed from there, he went into their synagogue, and behold, there was a man who had a withered hand. And they asked him, saying, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?" That they might accuse him. Then he said to them, "What man is there among you who has one sheep, and if it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will not lay hold of it and lift it out? Of how much more value then is a man than a sheep? Therefore, it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath." Then he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand," and he stretched it out, and it was restored as whole as the other. Then the Pharisees went out and plotted against him, how they might destroy him. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew from there, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. Yet he warned them not to make him known, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, "Behold my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved in whom my soul is well pleased, I will put my spirit upon him, and he will declare justice to the Gentiles. He will not quarrel nor cry out, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and smoking flax he will not quench, till he sends forth justice to victory, and in his name Gentiles will trust." We heard in Matthew's Gospel today the story of Jesus healing a man on the Sabbath. The Pharisees and the synagogue rulers were upset about it. And you might wonder, why would they be so upset? I mean, he just healed a man. But he was doing it on the Sabbath. Now, the Pharisees and the synagogue rulers, maybe they had certain problems, but they weren't necessarily bad people here. They were trying to do the right thing in the way they understood it. They want to serve God. They want God to bless them. And they really feel that this has to be done by following all the rules very strictly. But the problem is that they miss the point that salvation is connected with how we treat our neighbor. Compassion needs to be shown. Compassion is greater than the rules. And this is what Jesus is trying to teach them. Saint Anthony the Great, whom we remember today in the church, said, "Our life and our death is with our neighbor. If we gain our brother, we have gained God. But if we scandalize our brother, we have sinned against Christ." Jesus was shaking things up when he spoke in the synagogue, and he's still shaking things up. For many of us, our hearts are not really in the right place. Compassion isn't at the forefront. Now, rules aren't bad, but they don't replace compassion and love for our neighbor. Well, that's it for today. I'm looking forward to being with you tomorrow. I'm Father Alexis, and Christ is in our midst.